League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So there's this thing called the Eurovision Song Contest in Europe and Australia, bizarrely, now. No one else can take part. It's a Europe and Australia only thing. And you'll get this out in America, of course, like the World Series baseball. The World Series, not really the world, is it? It's just America. Anyway, the Eurovision Song Contest, very hard to explain because it would be easy to say, wouldn't it? It's a competition to find the best singer and song in Europe. But it's definitely not that, is it? It's definitely not that. It's the best singers and songs in Europe and Australia are in the charts, aren't they? They're number one in the charts. They're the best singers and songs in Europe. Most of the songs in this, the Eurovision Song Contest, would be nowhere near the charts. It'd be ludicrous to suggest that they'd get into the charts. It's very hard to explain what this competition is, and it would be like, to use the baseball example again, having something called, like, to run alongside the World Series, something called the World Baseball Contest. The World Baseball Contest, where teams around the world are in a separate competition where the players aren't anywhere near as good as in the World Series, but they wear silly costumes and the baseball bats are all colourful. And then the best of all of these players is chosen and then immediately forgotten. If that makes sense, which of course it doesn't. And I guess that's the problem with judging, you know, arts rather than sport with sport. It's easy, isn't it? Like something like athletics, the fastest runner is the fastest runner. You don't have the fastest runner and then the fastest runner on a Saturday in sequence. There's just one fastest runner. In the arts, there's so many competitions, isn't there, judging whether you're the best. You can win one competition and come absolutely last in another with the very same product. And that's what makes what we do and I do so very, very, very fucking hard. Because one man's New York Yankees is another man's, I don't know, whatever they'd be called, the Stockholm Sequins. You can be amazing and shit all at the very same time with exactly the same thing. And this singer, James Newman, the UK entry to the Eurovision Song Contest, found this out at the weekend when he sung Embers, regarded bizarrely as the best song by the UK, and whoever voted for it here was regarded very much as the worst song in the Eurovision Song Contest. When it was given 0 points by the judges, fair enough, but also 0 points by the whole population of Europe and Australia. I mean, that bit is going to be hard to take the next morning, isn't it? Every single person, I'm all right losing out in a comedy competition because a few judges don't like my show, but the whole of Europe and Australia, every single person in Australia and Europe hating my show, that would be hard to swallow. And I'd probably then have to move to America and probably still give up comedy and take up baseball. Because with the best will in the world, that shit looks easy. That looks like the easiest sport of all of them. Nothing against the World Series, but if I was allowed in the World Series as a member of the world, I reckon I could swing a bat and hit a ball. That's all I'm saying. But I guess that's the issue with the arts sometimes. We all think we can do it. We all think we're the best sometimes, because it's not like being the fastest runner, is it? It's not like being the fastest runner when, you know, objectively and subjectively they collide, don't they? You're the best. To some people in the arts, it's so subjective. To some people, you're the best. It starts as a kid, doesn't it? Some people, as a young kid, would have said to James Newman, "Oh, you can really sing, James. You're brilliant." They wouldn't have said to him, "Oh, you're really fast, James. You're the best runner on the planet." That would have been ludicrous. But with singing, someone would have said, lots of people probably over the years, would have said, "Oh, James Newman, you're brilliant. You're the best singer." And of course they did. He was voted the best in the UK by some people, and then he turned up at the Eurovision Song Contest. And I'm not sure what it was. It was probably a combination of things, but to be honest, in my opinion, it wasn't very good. And that's not to say James Newman isn't very good. He's an award-winning songwriter. But on that night, in that environment, in that contest, you know, I'm sure by his own admission, it looked a bit rubbish. Didn't look very good. You know, it's awkward saying this, because if only singing was running, then it would be easy for me to criticise James. It would be like, "Oh, you know, you're a big boy in a silly coat and you've gone in for the 100 metres and you come last." It would be easy to say, "James, you're shit. You're shit at running." It's very clear. James Newman is a shit runner. But in this, even though it appeared he may have not been brilliant and shit and no one voted for him, and not one single person in Europe or Australia, even his own family and his best friends didn't vote for him. And I exaggerate for comic effect. But I don't know, because you're not allowed to vote for your own country, for your own person. So, but maybe, still, not one single person, maybe that's true, thought that James Newman was the best on the night. Or, because the way the voting works, it's too hard to explain here and now, but they didn't even think he was in the best 12 out of the 26 competing nations. And that's saying something. There's even the German group, with one of them dressed like a hand, but the configuration of the fingers, it looked like they were dressed as a massive cock. Seriously, look, check the video, the German entry, even the massive cock got votes. And I'm not talking about James Newman. James Newman didn't. And as I say, you know, it's annoying. The annoying thing about the arts compared with sport is that it doesn't mean that it's bad, does it? It doesn't mean Embers by James Newman is bad, just because no one voted for it. It was just that was on the day, wasn't it? That was on the day that happened. Who knows, there'll be somewhere in the world that thinks it's the best. There will be, maybe, I don't know. It's hard to imagine with the song Embers, isn't it, that someone thinks it's the best, but maybe you'll look it up now, wherever you are in the world. This podcast has listeners all over the world. Thousands of downloads. Votes, if you will, from all over the world. And I mean in every single country of the world. Not just America, not just Australia and Europe, but everywhere it charts. In Belize, Armenia, the Philippines, everywhere. Maybe you'll be in one of those places and you'll call up Embers by James Newman and you'll think, "That's brilliant. That's the best song I've ever heard." Even when the trumpets come on. What was that? even when the trumpets come on. You'll think that that's the best song I've ever heard. And to those people, listen up. I say this, get some taste. It was terrible. It was objectively and subjectively terrible. But you know what? We go again in the arts, don't we? I've probably done things that are terrible. We go again. There's always the next race. And I may have come last in the 100 metres, dressed in a big pricky coat. I may this time have run 22.3 seconds and been knackered by the end of it because I was pissed up. I may have been beaten by the German dressed as a massive penis. But my next run out, I will be a world beater. Thanks for listening today. And if you thought this one was shit, don't worry. Tomorrow's may just blow you away. And the thing is, this song isn't bad when it's sung by a great singer. How do the embers, you and I, are gonna light up the room? About the singer and being the best.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.